Trevor Davis, and I'm sounding the alarm. This is a day of judgment from the hand of the living God. But for those that love the Lord, seek his face, listen to his voice, are meek, poor in spirit, they're finding deliverance at the same time. God can do all things, ladies and gentlemen. All power in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus Christ, the King. He sits at the right hand of the Father right now until all his enemies are brought to his footstool. The Lord Jesus Christ sits as King of his kingdom that will have no end. And he is the same one, a great king with great power, that laid down his life, was so mistreated, so despised by his own people, the Hebrews and the Jews. It's written in the scripture for our learning. Those people could quote the Bible. They kept the celebrations of God. They had a history with God and a temple. But their hearts had grown cold and been infiltrated by the things of the world, even idolatry from other nations. They weren't distinct anymore. Their hearts grew cold, loving things more than God, the one that loved them. And Jesus came to his own, but his own received him not. And now, ladies and gentlemen, whoever will receive him, he gives them the power to become sons of God. And the gospel of the kingdom is going forth into all the world, and the end will come. A time will come where there will be no more time. The gospel that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world, according to the scripture, died on a cross. And after 3 days, according to the scripture, he was raised from the dead. He is coming again. He is the King. And you can believe that your sins, my sins, all of our sins, the sins of the whole world, the whole sins that ever were committed were laid upon the innocent Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. And he was slain for us. His righteousness, uprightness, purity, absolute total obedience to his Father, his righteous standing before the Father is transferred to those that believe in him. The iniquity, the sin, the death, and the defilement of our sin was laid upon him because he became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. This is the gospel of the kingdom. He is the King. He is the Lord. He laid down his life. He suffered many things, but he's returning as a lion of Judah. One of the scriptures that I was meditating upon this week struck me. Psalms chapter 2. And particularly verse 7. And listen to this. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, you are my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give you the heathen from thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. Verse 9. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And this scripture absolutely struck me. The truth that's in this text. The Father is saying to his Son that he had begotten him. And we know according to Romans chapter 1, that the Spirit of Holiness declared Jesus to be Son of God with power at the resurrection, according to Psalms 2. The Father saying to his Son, ask of me and I shall give you the heathen for your inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. And when this King, Jesus Christ, he is sitting on the holy hill of Zion right now, he says he shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. And the instruction is going forth to secular and spiritual world in this next verse, chapter verse 10 of chapter 2. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. And according to Acts chapter 4, we see that this psalm is quoted in reference to that time when Jesus suffered at the hands of Herod and Pilate and the religious people, spiritual leaders in that time, where they didn't want to submit to God. They wanted to cast off restraint. The bands, they want to be rebels before the Lord. And it's saying, you better be wise, be instructed, because this king is the ruler. And he's going to smite with a heavy hand and shatter things like a potter's vessel. But you can serve the Lord with fear, respect, honor, and rejoice before the Lord with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. It's hard for people to believe that Jesus can be wrathful. But he has eyes of fire. And he tries the reins and the hearts of men. He tries the motivations. Jesus is never was fooled by behavior of the outside man. He could see the heart, the motive, why people did what they did, why they did what, said what they said. We need to walk transparently before the Lord, cautiously. Jesus Christ is our example. He was so transparent. He said, when you see me, you've seen my Father. I don't seek my own will, but the will of him that sent me. My words are the words that my Father has taught me. This is the way of the Lord. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. We know by reading the book of Revelation that this age will go end by a great war. A war of the rebels, political, rich men, and even the spiritual people that are in apostasy will join together against Jesus Christ and seek to make war with him and those that follow him. Is that insanity? Most of the people will go astray. It's a broad way. It's a wide, broad is the way. It's a wide gate. And many walk the way of destruction. Because the way is narrow and it's straight, very few find it. Jesus wondered when he returned, would he find faith? We are in apostasy. And if you read Matthew chapter 24, it's recorded when his disciples asked him about the end of the age and the time just preceding his coming again, what it would be like. And Jesus outlined it for us. You can read it, study it. Jesus warned about deception. Don't be deceived. Take heed to yourself that you're not deceived. So there will be a lot of information and influence that will deceive people, lead people astray from the truth. Take heed to yourself. Jesus talked about wars and rumors of wars. These things must take place, but the end's not yet. But nation would rise against nation. Ethnos people rising against other ethnic people. And kingdom against kingdom. There'll be earthquakes and pestilence and famines. And then persecution will come to those that love Jesus Christ. Just like Jesus. Jesus was perfectly following his Father and they hated him, both secular and spiritual. Called him a liar, a deceiver. They mocked him, ridiculed him, lied. And if they did this to the Master, Jesus made it clear they will also do these things to those that follow him. Jesus talked about, because of sin increasing, the hearts of many would grow cold, callous, cold hearts, stubborn people, without light, without illumination of the Spirit of God, without love, totally self-centered, every man for himself. And boy, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, in these times of catastrophic judgment, when God is tipping everything over, not only in the earth, but from the heavens also. And fearful things are coming. You've got to believe, unless you're anchored in Jesus Christ from your heart, from your emotions, from your spirit, from the very depths of yourself, that you yourself have crucified your life with Jesus Christ, that it's no longer you that live, but it's Christ who lives in you. It's not religion. Religion will never save you. The church will never save you. There's only one that has died on a cross and shed his blood, and his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. There's no other name given among men by which you must be saved. Put not your faith in man. Put not your trust in man. Put not your faith in a thing, in an institution, in a church. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. And it's time that you come out from that which is defiled and false and follow Jesus Christ. Know his voice. Come into the kingdom. The kingdom of God is the highest thing, the highest authority there is. And God doesn't care if you're a leader politically or a spiritual leader. You must bow the knee to Jesus Christ, and he must be your Lord, and you must obey him. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. And if you do, Psalms 2 verse 12 says, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. I'm observing people in my work situation. I've never seen behavior and attitudes so cold and callous as I have recently. Never. I'm 54 years old at this time. The Lord was showing me about the serpents, the snakes, the vipers. This is what Jesus talked about when he was here, when he was among the religious people. You brood of vipers, serpents. You're seeking to strike to kill. You're poisonous. You're dangerous. Jesus said, behold, I send you forth as lambs among the wolves. Be therefore wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. And Jesus talks to us about our attitude. Not to be vindictive. Turning the cheek. Someone wants your coat, give him your cloak. Someone wants to borrow, give, lend. Seek not your own thing. Seek not to preserve your life. Lay it down. He that preserves his life will lose it. He that loses his life for the Lord will find it. In Isaiah 66:2, we're given a clue what God is looking for. You want to know what God the Father is looking for? For this man will I look, even to him that's of a poor and a contrite spirit and trembles at my word. It's interesting. Jesus talked about, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Are you poor? Are you broken? Are you repentive? Are you cautious before the Lord? Or do you defend yourself? Are you out to destroy those that shatter your illusion of yourself? Or are you willing to look at yourself and see your need for transformation in Jesus Christ? See, the Father is looking for people that will repent. God commands all men everywhere to repent. And if you're a leader, you should be an example of a believer in faith, in love, in purity, in truth, in your spirit. And you want to lead people to the Lord. You're to be a servant. You're to be humble and meek, kind, like the Lord. But you're to stand up for the truth, like Jesus did. Not offering railing for railing, but contrarywise, offer blessing. Bless those that curse you. Do good to those that hate you. Pray for those that abuse you. Then you'll be like your Father in heaven, who lets his Son shine on the just and the unjust, and his rain showers the earth. What big deal is it if you love those that love you? But it's when you love those that are unlovely. They need to see God. And they'll see God when you yield your life as one that is crucified in Jesus Christ, raised by the glory of the Father to walk in newness of life, revealing Jesus Christ, opening your mouth, speaking his words, showing acts of kindness. That will reveal the Lord. And if it comes to pass that you suffer for his name, happy are you. And if they kill you, it is the Father that has the power to raise you.